The University of New Haven just acquired a former railroad salvage property. So what will it become? And how does it impact current and future Connecticut College students? Joining us now is UNH President Jens Fredrickson. And I want to know a little bit more about this purchase and certainly the transformation plans. It sounds like it's going to turn into sort of a research center. Welcome to the show. I'm excited to talk about this.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. So talk to us a little bit about what went into this purchase agreement and what is it going to transform into?
Well, so obviously the university has grown rather dramatically over the past decade, and I think we find ourselves at a time in higher education where there is an increasing expectations of students to be ready for exciting careers. And so that overlap between the academy and industry, and of course the Connecticut portfolio of industry includes heavily advanced manufacturing, and we have a lot of students who are really interested in that intersection of automation, machine learning, AI, and cyber with some of our exceptional programs. And so this space is obviously a very large space, provides a real opportunity for sort of a research and development park where that intersection between sort of capstone projects that students are working on and that overlap for industry and students to gain that experiential learning component. And so there's a research component to it, there's a workforce development component to it, and we sort of envision it as a flexible space to have both sort of private sector companies that are working at cutting edge projects alongside students. And so it just provided an incredible opportunity to really lean into that capacity building.
So just to be clear, President Fredrickson, so this is expanding on programs you already offer at UNH?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
It's enhancing them, essentially.
Absolutely, upgrading them. And again, we live in a time where I think there's sort of constant demands being made, and advances come in through, I mean, you see what's happening with AI and certainly with cyber, really expanding capacity in those realms and sort of innovative projects that come out of that.
So this is really neat. This is a 130,000 square foot property, 12 acres of land. Could you get into more of the specifics? This is in your West Haven campus. More of the specifics. When I walk into what is going to be turned into, it sounds like a major research and development center. Some specifics on what I could see in there as a student.
Well, I think you'd see a lot of lab spaces, for robotics labs, computer labs. And the beautiful thing is, right, as we're building it out, you referenced the size of it. It will be sort of a rotating, flexible space. You could imagine having a company in there that's there for 3 years working on a specific project with students, some of our incredible faculty who are securing major federal grants. That demand sort of equipment, be that 3D printing, be it whatever they're working on. So you would see sort of a state of the art. I mean, the layout of the building is obviously lends itself incredibly well to that kind of flexible space where people could be sort of hands-on learning. And this is also an opportunity to bring in some of the existing workforce as they are upskilling in various different sectors. So I hope that, I mean, we have some preliminary renderings that I'm certainly happy to share, but part of it will be sort of a phased build out given the size of it.
It's a really big deal. President Fredrickson, when do you think this will all be done? When will it be accessible to students, you think?
Oh, I mean, you know, with buildings, that's always, I mean, I think we're going to, in the next 6 months, we're going to sort of start laying the initial phased plans of where we would be moving in first, because, of course, railroad is also still moving out in part of the building. I think there's 65,000 square feet that are currently unoccupied, so we'd look at that first. But I would say you would see sort of dramatic movement over the next 12 to 18 months.
That's amazing. And do you think there's going to have to be a lot of remediation work done, or is the property pretty clean? It's okay.
No, it's actually pretty clean. We did a lot of the due diligence in the process. And again, sort of architecturally, I mean, of course, we have some thoughts on what we're going to do on facades and how we're going to break out different parts of it. And you referenced the site is obviously quite large. Then we got to think about walking bridges across, because you sort of, again, you mentioned coming into the main campus off sort of First Avenue and coming down Campbell. Obviously, we have buildings now on both sides, and so we'd have to think through that.
It's a really, I think this is an amazing project because for people who don't know, the University of New Haven is over 100 years old. It was founded in 1920. And I mean, to me, I think that this type of an investment, this has to be really aligning, I would think, President Frederick. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I would think that this is really aligning with, you know, just adjusting to the times. I mean, when you talk about AI and engineering and some of the things in manufacturing, that has become sort of the new way. That is the backbone of society in today's world. And so the amount of changes I would think UNH has had to go through in 105 years to now we have this huge research and development center, it's remarkable to see that.
Well, yeah, and certainly not putting words in my mouth, but I would say this is also a moment in general for higher education where I think students and parents are rightly asking about sort of the ROI of, I mean, we see a lot of criticisms of higher ed, right, and the general sort of grapevine.
Right, like what do you do after you graduate? Because kids are not kids, young adults are not going right into their fields, absolutely.
And so really shortening that, I think UNH has a great legacy of being sort of relatively entrepreneurial and being very focused on that intersection. We have a lot of faculty who are former industry professionals, right? So working at that cutting edge to where there isn't this lag or the question even arises of if I'm going to make this significant investment as a student or as a parent, I want sort of demonstrated results, right? And that can't just be retention graduation. It really has to be around placement and being career ready and that trajectory sort of being outlined throughout the experiences of those 4 years through internships, co-ops, shadowing, first-hand working on projects. And I think that's kind of the space that we're in. And we're seeing a real uptick both among students because I think that's sort of what the times are asking for. And I think that's what industry is asking for. And where academia sort of used to be the sort of monopoly on innovation, we've seen obviously a lot in the last 10, 20 years, particularly through tech, come out of the private sector and really bridging that gap, I think will just multiply the impact.
Really quick, President Frederickson, did the state have anything to do with this purchasing agreement? And the reason I say that is because I notice, obviously, there's a huge focus on manufacturing. And I know just in the last couple of years, Paul Lavoie, our chief manufacturing officer, by the way, the only chief manufacturing officer in the entire United States is right here in Connecticut. That has been a huge push by Connecticut in the last couple of years. So was there any push by the state? I know you're a private institution, but was the state at all involved or even, you know, helping in convincing the need for this purchase?
No, so I've met with Paul Lavoie, and who's obviously a delightful and incredibly thoughtful individual, and I think was tremendously excited about the trajectory that UNH is on. But as you reference, sort of as a private institution, what we're trying to really be thoughtful about, right, is aligning with some of the, if you will, comparative advantages of the state's economic portfolio. And that, of course, advanced manufacturing is a key one. And with all the changes, right, in some ways, I think the state is uniquely well positioned because the premium is going to be on human capital and sort of talent 2.0, right, with all these developments. And so being an institution that can also feed into that talent, both in terms of the state, in terms of the region, but we're also a relatively global school, undoubtedly would be, I would imagine, very attractive to the state. And they have some grants around workforce development and some cluster grants that obviously we'd be eyeing as part of this build-out.
Mm-hmm. President Frederickson, thank you so much for explaining this to us. I can't wait to see what the future holds for UNH.
Well, I hope I get to host you here and you can walk around with me and see it firsthand.
I'd love that.
This was a real pleasure.
Oh, I would love that. Carolyn knows. I would love to be over there and definitely see all the moving parts at University of New Haven. We so appreciate having your professors on here on the show as contributors to Melissa in the Morning and definitely the work that you're doing for students there. I would love to come on campus very soon. Let's set that up.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.